Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. Today, the weather across Israel is mild and pleasant. In Tel Aviv, the sun shines brightly, making it a perfect day to be outdoors. Jerusalem enjoys clear skies, while Haifa experiences a gentle breeze. Eilut is warm as usual, perfect for those enjoying the beaches. Here are today's headlines. First, from Mativ, 3 hours ago. An Iranian threat against former President Trump during his visit to Turkey led to a secret evacuation operation involving a catering truck. Also from Israel Hayom, just 47 minutes ago, a heated argument between Israeli activist Yosef Haddad and an American content creator escalated into violence, both in the studio and outside. Also this hour, the Jerusalem Post reports the IAEA is set to remove nuclear material from a Syrian site in a deal brokered by the U.S. Separately, Ynet reports that this agreement involves Assad-era yellowcake at a clandestine site amid fears of a strike from Israel against Syria. And finally, from Times of Israel 6 hours ago, Prime Minister Netanyahu has selected a Likud candidate who previously called Trump morally corrupt, but now calls him Israel's greatest friend. Here's what people are saying online. Seth Frantzman, a journalist, posted 23 minutes ago that half of Gaza's population is under 18. He stresses the importance of freeing civilians from extremist influences. From Balaz News, posting 32 minutes ago, Candace Owens has agreed to a debate on Charlie Kirk's death, with claims involving multiple countries and figures. Enet Global shared 57 minutes ago that leading New York rabbis have urged Mayor Mamdani to moderate his anti-Israel rhetoric and condemn Hamas. Now for more on those stories, starting with the extraordinary operation involving Trump. The Washington Post reveals that during Trump's visit to Turkey, Iranian threats prompted the U.S. to use a catering truck to secretly evacuate him. This highlights the ongoing tensions between Iran and the U.S., with implications for regional security. Turning to the confrontation involving Yosef Haddad, Israel Hayom reports that the altercation with the American activist turned violent, reflecting deepening divisions in public discourse about Israel. Such incidents can strain international relations and impact advocacy efforts. Meanwhile, the IAEA's planned removal of nuclear material from Syria comes as part of a U.S.-brokered deal. According to the Jerusalem Post, the move is intended to prevent escalation in the region. This could ease tensions between Israel and Syria, but highlights ongoing concerns about nuclear proliferation in the Middle East. That strike comes hours after a Ynet report detailing Israel's threats over the clandestine Syrian site. The deal's success may prevent military action, reducing the risk of conflict and its impact on civilians. Finally, Netanyahu's choice of Oren Dobronsky, despite his past remarks about Trump, indicates a complex political dance within Likud. As reported by the Times of Israel, this reflects attempts to maintain strong U.S.-Israel ties amid differing views within the party on the economic front. First, from KeyTech 70 hours ago, companies are already using unapproved AI tools, posing new challenges for enterprise security by 2027. Separately, Walla Business reports 10-7 hours ago on the emigration of high-tech workers and doctors, marking the highest numbers in a decade and a half, raising concerns about Israel's economic future. And finally, from Israel Hayom Business, also 10-7 hours ago, there's a recall for a popular snack due to an undeclared allergenic component, highlighting the importance of food safety regulations. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Tuesday. Our next update is at 7 a.m., Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.